More than 1,000 patients are stranded in New South Wales hospitals, with the state government saying that many of them are waiting for federally funded aged care or disability supports. Health Minister Ryan Park says the so-called bed blocks have significantly surged over the past year. On Breakfast yesterday, he blamed the federal government for the delays in funding support packages.
We've got the equivalent of a Westmead hospital and a Mount Druitt hospital offline. In Western Sydney, one of our largest hospitals, we've got around 60 beds taken out this morning because of people essentially stuck. They've finished their treatment in our hospitals, but they can't get into aged care and they don't have an NDIS support or home care package. That means they're sitting in a bed. It's a terrible environment for them. It's a terrible environment for their families, and it's not a good way to run our health system.
That's New South Wales Health Minister Ryan Park there. Sue Curl is the president of the Australian and New Zealand Society for Geriatric Medicine. Sue, welcome to Radio National Breakfast.
Thanks, Mel.
So what do you make of these new figures out of New South Wales? Is this what you were seeing? Are bed blocks being caused by delays in patients being able to get aged care and NDIS support packages?
Yes, I agree totally with the Minister, Ryan Park. This is what we're seeing. It's not new. It's just increasing. And it's increasing because we don't have enough aged care places. So if you like the old-fashioned term, nursing home beds. Last year, or the 24-25 financial year, there were about 700 new beds built, and that's across Australia, and we need about 9,000. So you can see there is a huge shortfall, and this problem is going to continue. And it's people waiting for nursing home beds. It's people waiting for aged care packages, and we've heard a lot about that. And then the NDIS planning takes a long time. Then you have to get the program up and then, you know, get people out. So it's it really is a very, very difficult time. But to be honest, the underlying problem is Commonwealth versus state. And we're going to see that tomorrow when the health ministers all meet. Nursing homes are funded by the Commonwealth. Hospitals are funded by the state.
We'll drill into that in a moment. I just want to get a sense from you about the impact that these delays have on patients. Clearly, people are being stuck in hospital for longer. So what's the consequence for those patients being stuck in a bed in a hospital rather than in a specific dedicated care arrangement?
We know that hospitals are dangerous, unfriendly places. I hate to say this, working in one or working in several, but they're unfriendly places for older people. They're kind of stuck in beds. They're not necessarily getting the treatment that they were getting when they went in. They're what we call maintenance patients. So they're getting care, but not at the level they would get, and not the activities that they're getting at home if they were home, say, with a home care package, or now it's called a support at home package, and they're not in residential care. So it's really hard on them. And all those patients waiting in the emergency departments, because we don't have beds in the acute wards. So it really, you know, it's a flow on. And those older people don't want to be in hospital. Those people with disabilities want to be out in the community. But we just can't do it at the moment. And while it's numbers, it's also people. And I've got several patients, you know, waiting with nothing they can do because they've got to wait for a guardianship application, or they've got to wait for the right bed to come up. You know, there are a number of barriers that are there.
Yeah, I just want to ask about that because we had just a month ago the government's new Aged Care Act came into effect. It's involved the rollout of additional places. Is that making any difference in addressing this issue?
It hasn't rolled out new places in aged care homes. It's rolled out support at home packages, but you've got to have the staff to fund them. And there's still, I think there's 120,000 people still on the priority list for the packages of home care. And we need the staff for that. And there's about a 6 to 12 month wait. So, you know, I've got a man in his 80s caring for his wife who has significant dementia. He's still got 7 to 8 months to wait for any help to come in at home. And he is at breaking point. So, you know, it's not just numbers, it's people.
You're listening to Radio National Breakfast, where the President of the Australian and New Zealand Society for Geriatric Medicine, Sue Curl, is my guest. Sue, you mentioned earlier the difficulty of the funding models here, where we've got the Commonwealth running the aged care sector, we've got the states running public hospitals, funding for public hospitals being split between the two. What is the answer to this problem? Have we seen any processes or anything developed that tries to address the difficulties that the different levels of government have in managing this?
It's been a problem, I think, for many, many years. And, you know, we'd all love to see a solution. Either the Commonwealth takes all healthcare funding, which kind of makes sense, and I think the Grattan Institute and others have suggested this, but it's not going to happen anytime soon. So, you know, we have to look at our own solutions. And, you know, examples in Darwin, for instance, where they have a massive undersupply of nursing homes, of beds, they've developed an interim care ward, 28 beds for people waiting, so a special ward. South Australia has carer waiting placement programs where they actually place people in empty beds in nursing homes to wait the place they want to go. New South Wales, we're looking at, you know, a complex discharge team. But if you haven't got the beds to go to and you're waiting for government processes, whether it's the Centrelink, you know, assets assessment or, you know, a guardianship application, and they, I must say, have are much quicker than they used to be, or you've just got someone that's hard to find a place for, they're going to sit in hospital beds.
Sue Curl, I really appreciate your expertise and direct understanding and dealing with patients to help explain this issue for us. Thank you very much for joining me.
That's a pleasure. Thanks, Mel.
Sue Curl is the President of the Australian and New Zealand Society for Geriatric Medicine.